Janice, are you there?
At your service, sir.
Give me John Cena.
Will do, sir.
I've been thinking about your paper.
It's something that's necessary.
Being practically unpacked, I felt like you were being selfish. And you even told me that the reason why you didn't give it to me before is because you were afraid I'd say no.
Yeah.
And that's selfish.
Yes, you're right.
John Cena proves why you need to protect yourself at all times. Airtight relationship contract. Welcome to Manosphere Highlights Daily. For this video, we go back to the days when John Cena was dating Nikki Bella. At the end of the videos, I always say, protect yourself at all times. And John Cena is aware of this. His story is relatable because a lot of guys came to this space after that shit happened to them. And you don't want that shit to happen again. That's why a man will protect himself. Now it's time for us to dive into this and do what we have to do. Because we men and we. We men and we. Shit.
You're right. I should have told you before you packed the first box. I guess the reason I didn't ask you when I asked is because I didn't want to take something so wonderful and immediately it up with something so business. This is what my life is. This is what it's become.
Contracts are about business. Marriage was not about romance. So when you tell your girlfriend that she has to sign a contract, you're destroying her fairy tale because you're telling her that you don't trust her. And in her mind, this contract means that you don't love her. That's why women don't like contracts. Let's continue.
You met my family. You think my mom paid for that house herself?
Yeah.
She didn't. My brother lives in that house. They're expecting a child. My younger brother, who's got medical problems, I make sure he's okay. I always tell them I'm a poor brother, but I try the best to be the best provider that I can. I just don't want to ever be in a position where that's in jeopardy.
Makes sense, right? But it does not feel good. Because it ain't feel good Kool-Aid. Once again, contracts are about business. John Cena has to protect his assets. He tells the story about his family. With all due respect, family or not, it's his money first. His money first. He earned it and he has to protect it. John Cena was married before this and he experienced a messy divorce. His ex-wife was looking for ways to get more money out of John Cena. Money that she did not earn. Money that's not hers. The kind of money that she does not deserve. John Cena's net worth is estimated to be $60 million. Your ex-wife does not deserve half of that. She should be happy to get a million. You're strong and independent. Get a job. John Cena learned that all is fair in love and divorce. That's why he decided to protect himself from this foolishness. This contract had 75 pages, and one of the things in that contract was that Nikki Bella was a guest in his house, and if they would break up, she immediately had to pack her bags and leave. This pissed a lot of people off, but this is a calculated move on John Cena's end, because you can't just kick people out of the house. That's why you have to make sure it's in the contract. Now let's get into the drama.
For some reason, since Birdie's been born and I've spent a lot of time with Birdie, it has just brought up these feelings of really wanting to be a mom, and I don't know if I would regret it later on in life if I wasn't.
John Cena made it clear from the start that he did not want any children and marriage. Nikki Bella signed the contract because she loves him, but you see what happened. Nikki's twin sister had a baby and that triggered those mommy feelings. So now she wants to be a mom too. She changed her mind and that's okay, because that's what people do. And that's why you need that contract. Now John Cena also changed his mind. Now check this out.
I didn't give myself long enough the first time when we called it off, and I should have given myself longer, but I got so excited that he wanted kids, I couldn't believe it. I never thought I'd hear that. But I realized there was just such a deeper problem. And I don't want to be the 66-year-old woman that starts living her happy life at 63. I don't want to be that. You know?
So do you see yourself, like, getting back with him?
He wants me to take the day to really think about it. But to have a healthy, happy lifetime with him, I have to take a while on myself. John, when I left, he wanted me to give him
a few days to make my decision. This has been my issue the whole time. It's that pressure thing. Everything is a time limit. Like, you have to get married this point, and you have to do this, and nothing can just be. So it's like, even when he gives me this time limit of like to make a decision if I'll get married or not, it's just like, I can't even tell you that you can't put a time limit on it. You just can't.
This is why it's hard to take women seriously and why they make terrible leaders. Their emotions get in the way and they can't handle pressure. The reason why Nikki has a problem is because of this.
And relationship and marriage especially is about sacrifice. And I will make that sacrifice for you. I will give you a child.
John Cena said he will make the sacrifice for her. He will give her a child. He was not doing it for himself. He was doing it for her. And that's why he was gonna make sure that his ass was protected. He probably made her sign a new contract. And this pissed her off. That's why she said this.
This has been my issue the whole time. It's that pressure thing. Everything is a time limit. Like, you have to get married this point, and you have to do this, and nothing can just be.
Why can't things just be? No, they cannot. I must protect my assets, because your feelings are going to bankrupt me and take away the little bit of privacy that I have left.
So it's like, even when he gives me this time limit of like to make a decision if I'll get married or not, it's just like, I can't even tell you that you can't put a time limit on it. You just can't.
And yes, he can set a time limit for you to decide whether or not you want to get married, because you've already made the choice. You've been with him for 6 years. This is why we call women agents of chaos. They don't like structure. They don't like rules. They want to do whatever they want without the responsibility. That's why they need to secure the bag. And like I've said before, he probably made her sign a new contract, and it was not going to let her take any money, at least not the money that she wants. Maybe he put a mandatory DNA test in that contract. All of that kryptonite. So they never got married and moved on. But check this out. This is John Cena's new wife. For a man like John Cena, it's not hard to get a girlfriend. That's not the issue. Finding a quality long-term girlfriend in modern times is really hard. She's about 10 years younger than him. John Cena is 44 years old. Everything is pretty low-key, not much media attention. She's not a celebrity, and she's from Iran. Different background, different culture, and I think that this works better for John Cena. And if it doesn't, he made sure that his ass is protected. I think this is the way to go, especially if you make a lot of money. It might hurt the romance, but you will sleep better at night. With all the data and statistics proving that your relationship will most likely fail, it only makes sense to have a contract to protect yourself. And that's my message to you. Whatever you choose to do with your life, make sure that you are aware of the risks, the process, the consequences, and make sure that it's worth it, man.
I don't think date nights could ever get old, but I think so many years down the road, to keep things exciting, I think kids help that in a relationship. I see the point of kids after you've been with someone for so long.
So basically what you just said across the table is, you will get bored of me.
Manosphere, we working. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.